This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. A British biotech company launched by Oxford University researchers want to release millions of genetically engineered mosquitoes into the Florida Keys to stop the spread of mosquito-borne diseases like dengue fever, chikungunya. Insecticides are sprayed year-round from helicopters as well as door-to-door in the neighborhoods throughout the Florida Keys. But because this particular mosquito does not travel as much, they are doused with the same chemicals repeatedly and thus they have become immune. The experiment is being used on a neighborhood of 444 homes clustered and isolated on a Key West peninsula at the north end of Florida. The Florida Keys, meanwhile, has not experienced a dengue fever outbreak in years, and there are no cases of chikungunya that have been reported. After the release of GMO mosquitoes in Brazil, the rate of mosquito-borne dengue fever actually increased. And once released, they can't be recalled. No health or environmental health impact studies have been made. Currently, over 143,000 signatures have been collected on a petition on change.org to stop the experiment. And for this week's Weekly Earth Watch, we'd like to welcome Mila Demir. She's a resident of the Florida Keys for over 18 years and is involved in the fight against the genetically engineered mosquitoes into her community. She also started the Say No to Genetically Modified Mosquitoes release in the Florida Keys petition on change.org. Mila Demir, welcome.
Thank you.
Now, Mila Demir, you have not been an activist. Why did you get involved in all of this?
I feel that was a really unfair situation. Well, first of all, when I first learned about the idea, I thought that the concept was great because I do not like mosquitoes. And I am all fair for technology. So in the beginning, it was a really good idea. And then we live in this community here that we ask questions. And when the more questions that we ask, the more questions that we get. And it will get to a point that even though the community was not very happy with it, the mosquito control district was willing to go forward. And I signed several petitions, but I never decided to do one, and I felt so powerless that I decided to go ahead and create my own petition and trying to send the message to the local mosquito control and also to the FDA.
Yeah, so you're a mom, is that right? How many children do you have?
Yes, I do have three boys.
Right. So in terms of mosquito bites, I know I've had family members that have had dengue and it's just awful. What is the problem with this genetically engineered mosquitoes?
Practically, yes. As a man, I was really, I felt very concerned about it, that we were being used to be practically an experiment in our community, in my neighborhood, and using my family as a laboratory testing for it. We do not have a case of dengue fever since 2010. And before that, it was a few isolated cases of dengue fever in 2009 and 2010. And before that, it was 1937. So we really do not feel the need that it will be necessary to jump in into such a technology, which is a really, really new technology about this. And what it was very concerned about the most is when we start learning here about the company, Ocitex, and the product that they have to go, is really, really scary. And I never thought that we'll even have to be learning so much about mosquitoes. So even I had to fight the government, local and federal government about to really realizing that this is a really bad idea. And along with me, 144,000 residents potential visitors that they say that they don't want this to be released. To make it a little information about what this company was all about, it's Ocitex decided to apply for this release to the USDA. That's the government agency that is regulatory animals. USDA say no, we practically cannot regulate something that we don't understand. So they went to the FDA and they make an application under new animal drug, following under cosmetic drug. Is that really mosquitoes are really a new animal drug and genetic modified mosquitoes? The scary situation is that Ocitex is working with the FDA to regulate their own product.
Yeah.
No peer review. It's no peer review data. They claim that they do public engagement in other countries that they did the release. Let's put an example of Cayman Island. The only public engagement that they did is the public one time on the national newspaper telling the citizens of the Cayman Islands that they were about to be practically doing a trial there or an experiment with their people one time in the newspaper. In Brazil, so many people, after I did this petition, contacted me and said, please help us. We don't know what the government is doing to us. And the way that they approached the people in Brazil, it was practically they came and say, hey, this is a totally safe product. We have a solution for dengue. And they wrap around trucks with loud speakers and driving about the communities. And this is they have a big problem in Brazil. In the Florida case, we do not have that problem. And they start telling the citizens, the residents there, we have the cure for dengue. And even in the day of the originally released, they given a cup full of mosquitoes to the residents of Brazil for them to release it all in one. And they do not tell them that it could be a potential risk on that.
Yeah.
This is a really, really unfair situation. Unfortunately, in the Florida Keys, it's a lot of people, and we are in an environmentally sensitive area. The neighbors of Key Haven is not an isolated neighborhood. You see, the U.S. one, where they have a boat, they have a gas station, they have less than a mile, they have a school, a hospital, a community college. It's not... It's not an isolated idea, like they're saying that they're going to. And more important is this, how they're going to claim success or failure when it's never been a problem. It's in the community, in the area, in the residential neighborhood, where rental houses come from $300 to over $3 million. They do never have one case of dengue fever. No confirming cases of dengue fever in this neighborhood. So how are they going to fix a problem with the problem is zero to begin with?
And also that the genetically engineered mosquitoes, when it was tried in Brazil, dengue actually increased. So I imagine as a mom, this is also your worry, not only for your own family, but for the entire community, that this could actually create a problem that isn't there right now and make
it
worse.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I'm very worried about what is the potential consequences about my kids, what they can do to their immune system, what they can do open a new bloodstream, because they're claiming that they're only male. But we're talking about, for you to understand what it is, and this is the scary situation, we're talking about 300,000 mosquitoes a week to a period of 22 months.
Wow.
We're not talking about a few thousand mosquitoes and that's it. And what is more scary is under the lips of the FDA representative a month ago, she was describing this experiment as a clinical trial. Okay, last time that I know a clinical trial, it doesn't matter if it's by your mouth, by your blood, or in this case, by air, we need to consent. And the people of the Florida kids are not consenting to this experiment.
Yeah.
The FDA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, clearly from the number of signatures that you have, Mila Demir, resident of the Florida Keys, tell us what you will do with this petition, where the petition is aimed at. And I understand that you might even travel to Washington, D.C. to present the petition.
Oh, well, actually, I already did.
You did already?
I already did. I traveled 3 times. And this is what I feel like is very, very, and a lot of people here feel like it's very unfair. The first time, I never thought that this petition will have so many signatures.
Yeah.
So when I did have over 100,000 signatures, I felt the duty and to go and I contacted the FDA. And they're trying to explain to me what to do with the petition. So I asked them, hey, can I go there and give it myself, print it out and give it myself?
Yeah.
And they say yes. So I went ahead, flew there, made an appointment, and filed my petition. On that time, the scientists of the FDA cannot meet with me. So I make it later on, a month later, I was able to meet with the scientists of the FDA. When I sit with them, the first question that I ask is, what do you think about my petition? And they say, well, we had no idea that you got a petition.
Yeah.
So I came back to Key West, and I called the FDA again, and I asked them, hey, what is my petition? And they told me, we do not know what happened to your petition. So I threatened with a criminal investigation.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks later, I find out that they, because on my petition was say no to genetic modified mosquitoes, they thought that I may put genetic modified mosquitoes inside the box with the signatures. And they went ahead and destroyed. So I had to travel to Washington, D.C. a third time to give it a petition with over 10,000, over 123,000 signatures at that time to file again because the first time they shredded.
Yeah. Yeah. Just an amazing, amazing story and a persistent person there, Mila Demir, for somebody who has not been an activist and just is a mom and a regular citizen taking matters into her own hands. I never thought that I would hear about genetically engineered mosquitoes. You know, it really does sound like a Frankenstein type situation. But Mila, we are out of time right now, but please continue to keep us posted on your progress. Thank you.
The finale. And please, if you hear this, I will, and if you want to support me, just please go ahead and sign my petition because it doesn't matter. Today is the Florida Kids and our leader community, but it can happen in any community in this country at this point. Today for me and for my leader community of the Florida Kids is the only coral reef in the continental United States. And tomorrow it could be for your community. So please go ahead and sign and help me to send the message to the FDA and to the local mosquito control.
All righty. Okay. Thank you, Mila Demir, resident of the Florida Keys. Thank you for joining us.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
And we'd like to thank the Global Justice Ecology Project, our partner for our weekly Earth Watch.